When I was a teenager in high school, I would get at least a few random boners per day. And I wasn't healthy, you know, I was eating Doritos, chips, and whatever, right? But like sometimes in school, me and my friends would kind of look at we'd look at each other and like point at the teacher. And our teacher wasn't even hot, but you know, sometimes she'd like turn around and that was enough that you'd look at her ass for like a second and your dick would just get hard for ages, like a fucking rock hard erection. That's what I was used to, right? That's what's completely normal. When you're a male teenager, you're 13 to 15, 16, 17 years old, that's what's completely normal. But I speak to a lot of young guys who, you know, they tell me about the problems that they're having in life, about girls, or about finances, whatever. And one of the ones that I hear about is like low testosterone. And it feels like for a lot, not all, but for a lot of today's teenagers, they don't relate to that experience like at all of like having an uncomfortably hard dick randomly through the day for seemingly no reason sometimes. You know, obviously your dick will get hard if you masturbate, if you watch porn. Okay, sure, that's you know, the bare minimum. But like I'm talking about, and for the guys who are my age, I'm 29, right? So for the guys who are in their 20s, you probably remember, we would get boners like not even actually masturbating, you know, not even touching your dick. You'd get an idea of sex of a girl and your dick would get hard. Seriously. And that's it's such a foreign concept to most guys now. To the older guys, again, who are my age, bro, most of the guys my age, they don't even wake up with morning wood anymore. They literally, bro, they wake up just soft dick. I speak to so many guys who are my age or, you know, a few years younger. Soft dick in the morning. Soft. No random erections through the day. If a girl texts you something like, you know, a bit sexy, still your dick's like nothing. When it's time to actually have sex, that's when most, like, you know, the majority of guys, their dick can get hard as long as, you know, they're still trying to keep calm and whatever. Okay, sure. When it's time, especially to masturbate, then a lot of guys, okay, absolutely fine. You're completely comfortable. You know, you can stimulate yourself. Okay, your dick gets hard. Okay, sure. But that's like the bare minimum. You know, okay, your dick can get hard when you masturbate. That's the absolute bare minimum. The ideal of being like a really healthy guy is having a ton of what's called nighttime erections, which is kind of hard to figure out. But basically, if you feel like you're uncomfortably hard through the night, that's a good sign, because that's when you'll get the most random boners. But also, since you're mostly asleep for that, then because basically like that's the real scientific thing, by the way, if you wanted to like really look at this in like a scientific way, it's nighttime erections that you'll measure, because obviously you're not really stimulating yourself or anything. And there's like a device you can buy. I bought it once, but I wouldn't recommend this. I bought it once. You like kind of like put this little thing like next to your dick and it will like measure how hard you got in the night, like how long. And the idea is you want it to be like, you know, 3 hours per night or whatever. But it's a little bit kind of unreliable. It's uncomfortable. You've put like some fucking weird device on your dick. So I'm like, I used it once and I was like, ah, fuck this. I'm not going to use it again. But you could maybe consider it. But since you're mostly asleep for that and you can't really totally know how hard you are at nighttime, what we can do is, okay, we'll ask like, how many random erections do you get through the day without actually masturbating? Like, how many times through the day does your dick get hard without you touching it, without anyone touching it? Because for most guys, the answer is actually zero. And if you're in your late 20s, that's still young, right? But you could argue, okay, fair enough, you're not a teenager anymore. But a lot of teenagers would actually say zero. I feel like today's teenager doesn't actually know how horny we all used to be. Like, if you're in your 20s and you had a pretty, like not even healthy, this is the weirdest thing, right? This is the weirdest thing. Because what do you think my advice is going to be? Imagine there's a 16-year-old watching this and he says, like, oh, Hamza, like, you mentioned, like, random boners. I don't get them. Like, what should I do? Is there something wrong with me? What do you think I'd tell him, right? I'd tell him, oh, yeah, well, improve your testosterone, eat clean, do all this stuff, right? But here's the saddest part. Me and my friends, like, bro, we weren't healthy. We weren't doing like oh yeah, eat 10 eggs a day and get like loads of sunlight. We weren't doing any of that, bro. Like, I was like jacking off like minimum once a day, getting no sunlight, just playing video games, maybe about 10 grams of protein per day, literally like zero protein. I just used to eat snacks and ultra processed food, sweeties, and even my dick would get hard like minimum 3 to 5 times a day. So if like a kid asked me today, you know, 15 years old, he's like, oh, I don't get those random erections. Like, what should I do? I'd tell him the protocol, which I'll tell you in a second, right? I'll teach you the protocol, which will help. But it's a shame that you have to have like such an uphill battle to do everything right to get what like my generation 15 years ago, what I got like easily without actually doing any of these things. And that's probably how I feel about, you know, my time as a teenager, my time now, it's probably how some 40, 50-year-old guy felt at my age, you know, in the sense of like he's mugging me the same way that my generation was mugging you. Like, that's really sad, right? That's so sad. Here's the protocol. I don't want to waste your time. So here's the protocol. If you wanted to get like more erections, right? Here's the things that I promise you will actually work. Like, these have worked for me. This isn't like theory or some science bullshit. This is like stuff I've tried and I've noticed the differences. Because I've tried a lot of stuff. For example, your erection quality is based on like this kind of this. I don't even know. It's a hormone or some shit. It's called nitric oxide. It's almost like airflow, right? And so I've taken supplements before that are supposed to increase that. Not like Viagra or some shit, but you know, like beetroot is supposed to increase it. Those kinds of things. You know, like random fucking vegetables that sometimes you'll hear online that people will say. But you kind of know it's a bit cope, right? So I've done a lot of these things and I'm telling you, no fucking like random fucking vegetable has ever increased my erection quality. Nothing like that, like at all. Here's the few things that have increased my sort of dick hardness and random erections is eating eggs, specifically 10 eggs a day. Being, that's probably, honestly, 80-20. That's like the biggest thing by far. Of everything I could think about, that's one of the biggest things. That. Taking TRT as well. If you're super young, okay, you know, you're going to be too young for this, but taking TRT, because my testosterone levels are about like 2,000 now, so I'm like easily like fucking triple most guys, so obviously that helps. Since I started taking TRT, I got like morning wood completely like normal again. Still, it's not like I'm a teenager for sure on TRT. Like some nights it feels like that, of course, but like it's not as much as I was a teenager, but it's certainly more than like how I felt when I was in my 20s, especially for most guys. So taking TRT is the biggest thing as well. So those are the two things. Naturally, the biggest thing was 10 eggs a day, and unnaturally 200 milligrams of testosterone a week also did it as well. And then there's like other things that, you know, I would recommend to a guy, like for example sunlight and stuff. And you'd argue that sunlight, of course it would, you know, you've seen everyone talk about it, of course it would increase like how hard your dick is. But to be honest, I'll be completely honest with you, I didn't notice more erection, like random erections, from when I get sunlight or when I don't. I honestly don't. I know that people will like today's like health maxer will tell you like, oh, sunlight and this thing and this thing. But most things you won't feel a difference in. I didn't feel a difference from sunlight, even if it is like kind of healthy for you, whatever. But I didn't feel a difference in like erection quality from it. Grass-fed, ribeye, steak, and meat and stuff. Yeah, that had maybe a little bit of an impact, but eggs was better. Honey, nope, not at all. People will say, oh, honey, you know, it's like bears eat it and it'll increase your testosterone. It's all like theory. All of that kind of stuff, I promise. A lot of the things that you've probably seen like health maxers talk about, like raw milk, raw eggs, honey and fruit, organic. You know, the guys who have like the food on the chopping board and it's a bit of a, like a cult, right? A lot of that is you won't feel it, honestly. A lot of it, you won't actually feel it. It's like, it sounds good in theory. You'll do it all and you won't really feel better. Honestly, like having honey and shit like that. People talk a lot on the internet about like, oh, what's the healthiest thing? Oh yeah, like honey with grass-fed ribeye steak and all this. Eh, you won't feel that much of a difference. It sounds right in theory, but in actuality, like you won't wake up with more random erections afterwards. With eggs, I did 10 eggs a day, but that's the only sort of natural thing that I would push you towards. And obviously like other things like, oh yeah, well be healthy, exercise. All of that's theory. You know what I mean? All of that's like, you'd assume that it works, but I had loads of times in my 20s where I was exercising a lot and I wasn't getting many erections. I had loads of times in my 20s where I was eating a lot of meat. In fact, I had some times where I was only eating meat and I wasn't getting random erections. I had times where my carbs were higher, I was having way higher honey, I didn't get random erections. That's the thing. It's like, so a lot of this stuff people will just tell you is like, it's supposed to work. But honestly, it won't make that much of a difference. You know why? Because think about it. When I was young, I was getting all these random boners without doing any of this. I wasn't eating eggs when I was young. I wasn't eating, like, you know, maybe I'd have like 2 eggs for breakfast sometimes or something, but not like 10, you know? And I wasn't having like fucking grass-fed ribeye steak and honey and all this shit. But I was just having ultra-processed food and my dick was hard. Why do you think that is? Why was my generations, like why was I probably the last generation where I'd say the overwhelming majority of us still had like healthy erections when we were teenagers? I would say now my age group is probably pretty fucked up as well when we're in our 20s. Why do you think it is? Because I'm telling you right now, it's not about diet, because my generation's diet was shit, just like probably your generation, you know, most of you guys who watch this channel, you're like 21. I'm 29, right? So I'm 29, like I just turned 29. I'm telling you right now, it wasn't because we were doing some fucking health maxing protocols or some shit like that. It wasn't. Yeah, like a fair amount of sunlight, because I used to play outside with my friends sometimes, sure. But like, that would be a couple hours every few days. It wasn't like I was insane amount or anything. Maybe that would probably make a bit of a difference for sure, because kids don't go outside these days, sure. But what else was it? Because I'm telling you, it wasn't diet or health. I really promise you it wasn't. It's estrogenics. Of course it is. Estrogenics are like these modern day chemicals that are messing up your hormones. And every year it gets worse. Basically, companies, you know, when companies produce random like household objects and whatever, like this shit and like, I don't know, like fucking bottles and mugs and the chair I'm sat on and the clothes I'm wearing. And if you look around all around you today, just look around exactly where you are right now. Everything around you has been made by a company, by like an entrepreneur, everything. The chairs, the phone, everything's been made by a company. And most entrepreneurs, unfortunately, they're like Jews, bro. They will, you dying's fine as long as they make more money. Seriously. They know that they're making these products with harmful chemicals that are reducing everyone's testosterone and making people infertile. They know it. It's true. Bro, inside of everything around you, there's chemicals that literally decrease testosterone and basically kill sperm as well. The clothes you're wearing right now literally decrease testosterone. I swear to God. That's the difference. Because when I was young, I remember when I was probably about like 19 was when I first started to research testosterone. And it was fucking crazy. You know, the statistic back then, it was like so crazy. It was a bit of an underground thing. Not many people, you know, especially I was 19, no one's really researching this. This was like 10 years ago. Now 19-year-olds research this stuff, but back then it wasn't normal. And it was crazy, you know, the statistics, bro. The men's testosterone goes down by 1% on average per year. So for example, if men in a sort of random group had like 500 testosterone 50 years ago, now on average it's about 450. That's crazy when you think about it, like for the same sort of group. So it's not like, you know, the same guy, he's 50 years older, so now it's went down. No, like the same group of like 20-year-olds has went down by like fucking like 50% in the last 50 years. Like that's fucking insane, right? So men's testosterone average used to be 700, 800, 900, 1000, and now the average is like 400. And you know what's crazy? Actually, and there was one more statistic as well. So when I first started to research this, I happened to just learn about stuff that most people don't even know now, which was that plastic reduces testosterone. And I remember being 19, 20, 21 years old, researching this and realizing something crazy. On average, a human being ingests a credit card worth of plastic every year. If you think about how much plastic is in a credit card, that's how much a human ingests every year. And that was like crazy. It wasn't like, you know, going viral, because it's a bit of a weird thing to talk about. But I remember being about 19, 20 years old and reading this and you know, seeing a few people talk about it. And like scientists were literally like getting upset, crying, thinking like, oh, this is the end of humanity. Like people don't realize how big it is, but like this is, it reduces sperm. Sperm is what we make the new generation with. More men are going infertile, low testosterone, because plastic reduces testosterone. And this, you think, wait, how are we eating plastic? There's plastic in everything. In your food, the way that your food gets packaged, little bits of plastic. Obviously, you're not eating a big chunk of it, but over an entire year, there's little bits inside of it. Little bits you ingest it. It's called microplastic, right? So you won't really feel it on your tongue, but it's small enough that you won't feel it or taste it, but it'll start to accumulate. And you know what the saddest part about this is? This was in like 2015, 2016. Do you think we've been using more plastic since then or less? 50% of the world's plastic, like the plastic that we have in the world, was only made in the last 1 to 2 years. That's a statistic I promise you was legit. In 2015, 2016, it was actually true that humans ingest about a credit card's worth of plastic every year. And that's such a weird like thing to think about. But I've kept on listening to the scientists during this time, because this is my work, you know, to help young men. Do you know what that statistic is now? Because that was 10 years ago. On average, guys eat the equivalent of a credit card's worth of plastic, not every year, not every 6 months, not every 5 months, not every 4 months. What if I told you it was every 3 months now? 4 times faster than what it used to be. I wish that was true, but it's not. It's not every 3 months. It's actually not. It's not every 2 months. It's not even every month. It's every week. It used to be that on average, people eat the equivalent of a credit card's worth of plastic every year, and that was shocking. It's 52 times faster. You can go in and ask, like, fucking ChatGPT if you don't believe me. Go and ask. It's every week now we ingest that much plastic. It's everywhere. It's absorbed in your skin. The clothes you're wearing right now are made from plastic. It's absorbed into your skin. My back's touching this fucking chair. This is like, it feels like leather, but it's usually not even fucking leather. It's usually just fucking plastic. It's absorbed through your skin. You can't even stop it anymore. My foot right now is touching this plastic thing. Like, I have this light here, and my foot's just about touching it. It looks like metal, to be fair, but it could even be plastic. And just a little bit of that will be in, like, sort of absorbed through your skin. When you drink, you know, when you go to a, like, Starbucks, imagine you're in, like, you're driving your car, you pull over, and you get, like, a hot drink, like a coffee in one of those, like, papery kind of cups, you know what I mean? Like a Starbucks cup. That's basically birth control. You know, birth control is basically something you take so that you can't have children. That's birth control now. The amount, like, you will ingest, like, a lot of plastics because, you know, that sort of, it's like kind of a papery feeling, you know, that like a Starbucks cup or like any cafe's, like, takeaway cup, right, for hot coffee. But think about it. If it was really actually papery, cardboardy, the hot drink would just seep through. It stays this form because it's lined with plastic. And so that you ingest on average about a billion microplastic particles when you drink out of that coffee cup. When you drink out of water bottles, that's like a very special one, plastic water bottles, because a lot of people drink from plastic water bottles. You ingest some because you think it's weird, right? Because you don't taste plastic or anything. You don't feel it, but it's very small because it's like it leaches. Plastic's not very, like, it's not very solid, or I don't know how to explain the science to you, but basically it's a pretty fragile compound that, like, little pieces of it will start to sort of detach and mix into the sort of drink that you've got or the food, right? And let's say, for example, your mother right now, when she cooks food for you and she chops, you know, she's cutting things like onions or whatever, she's probably using a plastic chopping board. In fact, you could go to your kitchen right now and just try this as an experiment. Go to your kitchen right now and look for the chopping board, the little board that your mom uses to, like, cut on, and see what material it is. You might have a wood one, you might have like a marble one, good. If it's plastic, do this because this is fucking crazy. If it's plastic, literally look and you'll be able to see the sort of marks that, you know, that a knife has been used on it, right? Little edges. And you'll quite literally see pieces of plastic that are, like, sticking out. That's like little pieces of plastic that mix into your food. Little pieces every time. Because look, you can look at a chopping board and see all the damage that's on it. And all, like, the little bits of plastic are falling off, you know, because the knife has been hitting it. That's like you're ingesting plastics. Where do you think all those little pieces go? They don't just magically just disappear the moment they sort of, like, come off the little chopping board. They mix into your food. Seriously. Dogs who are made to wear the same clothing that we wear, it's clothing made from polyester, which is like the number one sort of fabric now that all these companies are using. Dogs that are made to wear it all go infertile. They can't have children anymore when they wear this clothing. Like, we are literally ruining our sexual production with all these fucking weird things. Like, how insane is that? We are ruining our sexual production with all these little microplastics that are everywhere. And then, like, it's not your fault. You're not a bad person, but it's your responsibility now. You see, when I was, like, a teenager, this wasn't really, you know, it was happening. But imagine if I was, like, 15 years old, or let's say when I was about 19 or 20, around that point, that's when that paper came out that said on average humans ingest one credit card's worth of plastic every year. So when I was like 15 years old, it was probably about that, like one credit card's worth of plastic every year, maybe even a little bit less, one credit card's worth of plastic every like 14 months or something when I was a teenager. Now it's every week, so it's went up by 50 times. You've heard me probably recently talk about testosterone, right? I take testosterone. My body doesn't produce testosterone naturally anymore. I've decided I don't want to because it just doesn't, you don't make enough these days. And so I actually take testosterone instead because I want my levels to be like above 1,000, right? And I get a lot of hate for that because of people are like, oh, it's unnecessary. Why you want it? Whatever. But I know that everyone in the world is wrong who goes against that. And I'm right. Doctors, big fitness influencers, Greg Douche and all these people. I know they're all wrong and I'm right. And you know how I know this? Because men's testosterone levels are plummeting so much, even for healthy guys, even for athletes, even for guys who should have high levels. And so I know right now, when some new research comes out, which you will probably see, like mark my words, this is going to be something I'm going to make a bet with you right now, and it's going to be so specific. Within the next year, maybe 2 years maximum, but maybe even a few months, let's say maximum 2 years, there's going to be a few viral studies that you'll see everywhere. You'll see, I'll talk about them. You'll see like fucking Huberman and all these scientists and every, you'll see people like even a few like fucking government of like countries, governments will even talk about it. And it will basically say that, okay, there is an absolute like endocrine warfare now. And you know, men's testosterone levels, I told you it goes down by 1% on average, like for the group. So a group of 20-year-olds men 50 years ago, now a group of 20-year-old men has dropped by 50% for them. Not for the same men, but for like that sort of general population, right? It was going down by 1% per year, and that was already scary. I remember seeing a new research a few years ago that not many people spoke about it, but a researcher actually said it's more like 2.5%. When that happens to be 5%, that men's levels are going down on average by 5%. So for example, today's 20, if we got 1,000 20-year-olds today, check their levels, and it was like, let's say 1,000, it's not, but like, oh, let's say like 500, right? That's more realistic, 500. And then if, let's say 10 years from now, we check another group of 20-year-olds, not the same people, but 20-year-olds, you know, the 20-year-olds who are 20 in 10 years, their levels will be down by like 50% compared to the 20-year-olds today. I guarantee it'll be, the special number will be 5%. I really think so. I think there'll be a new study that shows that men's levels are dropping by about 5% per year on average, like between groups, not for the same age group, not for the same people, but for the same age group. And I think that will go so viral that I think a lot of people will start to consider taking TRT after that. I really have a feeling I'm going to be seen as like a bit of a pioneer in this, in that like right now I'm really, a lot of people hate me, right? Because I take testosterone, and a lot of people are quite aggressively against that. But a lot of people are like NPCs, right? It's kind of like, bro, when I first started making money online, people used to think it was like a weird thing. I remember a few years ago, I was making good money, right? You know, I was making like 10K a month when I was like 22, 23 years old. And I used to get quite a lot of hate for being like a creator and talking about making money, because people would say like, what? You don't even have like a degree. You don't have a qualification. Like people used to say that, like they used to think that you need to go to university to get like a degree before you teach things online, which obviously you don't. I have a degree as well, by the way. I've got a psychology degree, but like, you know, people were just like NPCs. Now it's completely normal to see influencers who aren't like really qualified, like through a fucking like academic, you know, university or something. Because who gives a fuck if someone's got a degree? Most people who've got degrees are fucking losers, right? You just want to learn from someone who's got the results that they talk about, right? And so now it's completely normal how, like, yeah, people are making money online. But a few years ago, people used to attack me for it. Right now, I'm being attacked for telling you to start researching testosterone. I'm, like, ahead of the curve. I promise you right now, every time you'll see a video about me on the internet, people will say, like, whoa, oh, my God, he's taking steroids, whatever. Which, when you think about it, bro, it's, like, it's not that big of a deal, bro. Bodybuilders have been taking steroids for fucking, like, for 100 years. It's not that big of a fucking deal. I'm not, like, grabbing it and fucking putting it into you or some shit. You know what I mean? You're a fucking adult. You fucking decide your own shit. But I've just been outwardly saying, like, yeah, this is the reason why. And people have been saying, like, no, don't. 400 nanograms is absolutely fine. Greg Douche actually said that in one of his videos. He was reviewing one of mine, like, he was hating on it. And he was like, no, 400 nanograms is good. 400, bro. 400 is good for an 80-year-old. 400 nanograms is good for an 80-year-old who's, like, about to die. That's pretty fucking good. If you're in your 20s, bro, you like, I honestly, you want it like in the thousand. I've personally found most guys feel best at about 1,500 to 2,000. I feel best, like, not above 2,000. I've been above 2,000 sometimes, and I don't feel the best there. I feel the best between 1,500 to 2,000 nanograms, which you're not going to get naturally. You will not get naturally. Just trust me. Don't listen to anyone who will tell you, like, oh, here's how to get it naturally to 1,000. You won't. I'm telling you right now, you won't. Some lucky people just happen to have high testosterone naturally, and they've got like, you know, 900, 1,000. But I'm telling you right now, every guy that I've ever spoke to who's natural, who happens to have high testosterone, he doesn't actually have the symptoms of high testosterone. He just got like a blood test that just seemed lucky. It was 1,000. It's kind of weird how it's so high. But he doesn't look like he has any of the symptoms from it. So I don't know how that works, but I don't believe that basically. But I'm telling you, like, 1,500 is about what you like would probably want to be on when you're in your 20s. That's when you'll feel best. But that's when I felt best. I won't even tell you to do shit because this is like a medical treatment. It's kind of scary to, you know, start. So you kind of research it for a few years first, like I did. But fuck me, man, bro. The amount of hate I get is crazy. Like, when I talk about it, like, fucking loads of people attack me. When I make videos, people react to it, like, saying, oh my God, that's crazy. He's taking testosterone. Bro, if I made a video like, oh yeah, I go out and I drink alcohol every week, no one would react to it. You know, there'd be one comment of someone saying like, oh, why did you drink? You know, that's not very disciplined, whatever, sure. But no one would react to it. No one would attack me for it. No other creators would make a video like, oh, that's so concerning or whatever. No. But you say you take testosterone, which is probably fucking healthier than drinking alcohol every week. And like, people lose their fucking minds. And it, like, I swear to God, I've been on it for 2 years. I swear to God, like I've not felt any of the fucking symptoms that any of these fucking morons talk about. I had a feeling that it was all fear mongering, that like, okay, all of our testosterone levels are down, but if you take testosterone, no, oh, that's crazy. It's so dangerous. Like, it's fucking testosterone. It's literally just the hormone. You're just injecting it into your body instead of producing it naturally. It's like, I don't think it's dangerous. I think that's like such NPC thinking, the same way that like, making money online and being a content creator was like so crazy to people, where they'd be like, yeah, but what's your university qualification to talk, like, you know, on the internet, you know, like people used to NPCs used to like basically attack you if you didn't outwardly say you had a degree when you were making YouTube videos. Now nobody does that because we all know, like, yeah, but you don't need a fucking degree. You know, you get my point, right? NPCs just like, they just say the stupidest shit that everyone else says. I'm the one non-NPC in the world. That's what it feels like. It's me and my followers, and that's it. Everyone else is a fucking NPC. Imagine it's me on a fucking battlefield with like fucking doctors and fitness influencers and fucking Greg Duchette and his fucking fanboys and all the haters on the other side. There's millions, maybe even a billion people on the other side, and it's just me here. And everyone's telling me I'm wrong, and I'm looking at them all and saying, nope, I'm right and you're all wrong. All of you doctors, you're all wrong. All of you big fitness influencers, you're all wrong. All of you big motherfuckers who are using like big words, DHD, blah, 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 you know, they're trying to use science shit. You're all wrong and I'm right. Yeah. Yes, you're all wrong and I'm right. I know it for a fact. Right now, you will see constantly on your YouTube, on Instagram, you will see more people talk about me saying like, oh, what, he takes testosterone, that's crazy. Here's the side effects, here's the side effects, here's the side effects. And I promise you right now, all of it's fucking bullshit. And I promise you, within like a year or two, you're going to start to see a lot of people think, oh shit, Hamza was right all this time and he was just getting attacked for this message. I'm telling you, when there's a big study, I have a feeling it might be in a few months, but within like 2 years, there'll be a new study that shows that men's testosterone is dropping more than we even thought. And it was already bad. It was already a cause for concern. So many guys are speaking about this. But within 2 years, there'll be a new study that shows that on average, it's going down by 5% per year now. Like, it's more. It used to be 1% and that was shocking. Now it's going to be more. And I guarantee that's going to happen. And then more people will think, oh shit, okay, you're really just like fighting uphill to try and produce a healthy testosterone level just naturally. It's like, at this point, why? And then you'll see more and more research that guys who are on testosterone or you know, maybe more anecdotal conversations, like, you know, from guys like me. And you'll see that guys who take testosterone, bro, we're thriving. And like, there's not that side effects that like fucking people are talking. I mean, there might be, that's the thing. Like, I'm not some fucking scientist or some shit. You do your own research. I can only tell you what's happened with me. I felt basically none of the fucking side effects that anyone's been talking about. Basically none. Seriously. Oh, but I've lived with about 1,000, like 1,500, 2,000 nanograms of testosterone for the last 2 years. You know, there's some periods when I went off. And even when I went off as well, people were saying like, no, if you stop taking it, then you'll never feel good again. And it was like, no, that's complete bullshit, bro. People like just, they fearmonger so much about it. Fuck my words, within the next few years, you're going to see some viral piece of research that a lot of people will be talking about. They'll call it the testosterone crisis, probably. And it's going to show you that men's levels are going down way more than we thought. And you're going to start to see people flock to taking testosterone. I promise you're going to see. I just know for a fact that within a year or two, I'm going to receive a lot of apologies from people who have been hating me all this time. And they're just going to be like, they're going to feel like shit 2 years from now. Their dick's still like soft as fuck. And they're going to think, oh, I owe Hamza an apology. They'll be messaging me trying to get my free courses on Instagram or some shit. Oh, yeah, you were right, bro. And so I stopped watching you. And then I got into masturbating again. And, you know, it's been 6 months and I feel really bad. My testosterone's really bad. And I tried to masturbate again. My dick wouldn't even get hard. So now I'm going to listen to you, bro. You were right about TRT all along. And by the way, I'm going to compete with you now. Okay. I get apologies like this like all the time from people who they used to love me, then they watch some fucking stupid Hamza hate video, and then they start hating me, and then they like think, oh yeah, Hamza's a bad person. And then for like 6 months, they don't find anyone else who gives as good advice as I do, who like actually gets your life to improve. And then they come fucking crawling back and messaging me some shit like, oh yeah, I started hating you because I watched this guy's video on you and it seemed true. So then I stopped watching you and then my life started to go downhill. And now I've watched you again in my life. Like, you know, I feel really good about self-improving again. And watch out, bro. They always say some gay shit like that at the end. Like, it's basically what they've said is like, I stopped watching you. I turned into a pathetic loser without your advice. So now I'm here. I'm going to watch you again because when I watched you, my life was better. And also watch out, bro, I'm gonna compete with you now. Like, they'll say some like fucking masculine redemption sigma male shit at the end. It's like, no you won't, bro, no you won't. You'll watch another hate video in a few months and you'll lose another fucking few months of your life just like last time, you fucking idiot, right? But I promise I'm ahead of the curve here. I promise you right now, I'm ahead of the curve. I can see this as one of those things that like, it's a fucking crisis, bro. Guys' dicks aren't even getting hard. And you're being told like, oh, well, you know, just like, just increase your levels naturally. I'm telling you right now, bro, like increasing your levels naturally is like such a fucking overestimated. It's basically a scam at this point. Honestly, I know that sounds weird, but like increasing your levels naturally, I'm telling you right now, bro, I've been in this space where I've helped a lot of guys, you know, I've got like millions of followers and whatever. And I'm telling you right now, this idea of like increasing your testosterone levels naturally, it's basically just insignificant. You can go from like 400 to 600 on a blood test, right? Because most guys don't even get a blood test, so you don't even know. But you can go from like, you know, 400 nanograms to 600. But one, you won't feel that difference because your testosterone fluctuates a lot anyway. So for example, if someone goes to, you know, to show their blood result and it says like 400, and they show another one that says like 800, you'd assume like, whoa, you double your testosterone, you feel better. I promise. What they say is like, oh yeah, and I feel better. It's just placebo. Because when he got 400, he also was on 800 nanograms of testosterone at some points through the day, even when his blood score was 400. When you're natural, your levels sway a lot. One morning it can be 400, tomorrow it can be 700, the next day it can be 200. It fluctuates that much. And so when you see guys who say like, oh, see, I increased my testosterone with blood work, basically that's 99% of the time, that's just what happened. It's just like they happen to get like a part of the sway, like where they got a result here and they got a result here and they're like, see, I doubled my testosterone. But it's like, no, but the natural fluctuations of testosterone account for that anyway. Right. And then like, and then I see some people who will get a blood test and their test is like 1,000. But then you'll think like, whoa, that's crazy. And you're like, okay, so what did you do? And they'll be like, oh yeah, guys, you know, I'll teach you the way. So, you know, I've been on this testosterone thing. So this is what I do. Make sure you sleep really good. Make sure you eat clean. Make sure you exercise. And you're like, okay, like that's shit I've been doing anyway. Like, that's it. So some guys just happen to have a high level without really kind of deserving it. You know, they don't do anything special, whatever. And you could argue, well, yeah, it's all the basics you need. But another guy's doing the exact same things, exact same. And his test is like 500. And what's interesting is I've seen many guys who've posted blood work that they've got over 1,000 nanograms. Because I have like a community, you know, we all talk about this. It's the top link in the description. We talk about girls and testosterone, whatever. And I've seen quite a few guys post over 1,000 nanograms. And I'm telling you right now, it's almost laughable because every single time you click on the guy's profile picture and he doesn't look like his test is above 300. So I don't know what happens, but with like natural testosterone levels, when a guy's natural, if he's got a high testosterone score on his blood work, he doesn't really often have symptoms of high testosterone most of the time. In fact, right now there's a guy who's got about 900 or 1,000 or something, and he's complaining saying that he has symptoms of low testosterone, even though his number was pretty high, right? Because there's all the factors at play, like free testosterone and whatever. So all this to say, bro, I've been in this space for a while, and I'm telling you, like increasing your levels naturally is basically just not true. What you can do is make sure your levels aren't super low because of some bullshit you've been doing, like, for example, you know, being sleep deprived and alcohol and whatever. But that's like, I don't think it's fair to call that increasing your levels naturally. There should be a different term, which is like bringing yourself back to where you should be if you weren't doing a few unhealthy habits. The problem is, if you've already stopped doing a lot of unhealthy habits and then you get a blood test, that's about as high as you're naturally going to get, which for me was between 400 to 700. I was already living a pretty healthy lifestyle. It wasn't perfect, of course, but no one is. But it was like I was way more locked in than like 99.9% of people. If you put me next to 1,000 people, I would have been the most sort of locked in on my health type of guy who's studying all this stuff and taking good supplements and getting sunlight and exercising a lot and everything, you know? Like tracking my macros perfectly and everything. So basically what I found was like increasing your levels naturally honestly doesn't do that much other than like a cute little placebo that, you know, a guy feels like, oh yeah, my levels feel so good now. And then after a little while, it's like you realize actually, you know what, you feel basically the same. That's the difference, is like, because I had blood work as well that went from 400 to 700, you know, two different blood work. And I remember thinking to myself, like, yeah, 700, that's pretty good. You know, like, I feel like the symptoms. But honestly, like, it felt basically the same. I was basically the same kind of life, honestly. You don't feel that much of a difference going from 400 to 700. I'm telling you, anyone who tells you that I feel the difference, I'm making muscle faster, bro, I'm telling you, it's basically just placebo. He's just hyping it up just because he wants to feel happy about himself. You wait another 2 months and like, he's just going to feel completely normal as he did a few months ago when it said 400. I promise you it really is, right? Because 400 to 800, bro, it's not that big of a difference. 400 to 2000, that's the fucking time when like, you clearly will feel the difference, right? That's the difference, like, well, for sure. So, bro, people think I'm like crazy for talking about this. People don't want me to tell young guys about this treatment. And I honestly think it's like a fucking one of those, you know, like those anti-male psyops where like this is a treatment that literally saves guys' lives. There's a guy who, inside of this community, because again, we talk quite a lot about testosterone in this community. You might want to join. It's a paid thing, but it's the top link in the description. And one guy, his testosterone was 178. And guess what people said to him, like, you know, outside of our community, guess what, like, people like fucking Greg Douche and all these doctors would tell him is like, oh, well, that's close to the normal range. It was 170, and people would still tell him, bro, you know, 170 is what would be normal for an 80-year-old who is dying in a few weeks because he has cancer. That's what you'd expect for that 80-year-old. Seriously, you'd expect for an 80-year-old who has cancer to have about 100 nanograms of testosterone. This guy was 21 years old and his was like 170. And still people would tell him like, oh, we'll increase it naturally, bro. I guarantee you put him in front of like some doctors, they'll tell him like, oh, well, you know, it's only a little bit below the range, because the range is like 250 to 700. So it's only a little bit below the range, you know, just try. They'll like, bro, some people would have actually told him this. And this, you know, the thing that pisses me off the most, the thing that pisses me off the most, this is how you know that, you know, all these people who are against me for telling you to like research this, I'm not telling you to just do it because I'm doing it for sure. No, because this isn't, you know, like I meditate and I tell you to meditate and I tell you, just trust me because it's like free to do, you know, this is not like a sort of free and easy thing. This is a medical treatment. So you shouldn't just do it just because I'm doing it, but you should absolutely be educated on it for sure. Anyone who tells you to not be educated on this is a fucking weirdo. I'm telling you, I will say, hold my hand up, you can quote me on this. Young men, even teenagers, should get educated on TRT for sure. I'm not saying you should take it, but you should get education on it for sure. 100%. It's the same as, like, for example, when you're young, you should get some sex education. Not that you should have sex when you're young, but you should get some sex education, right? It's like, there's a bit of a difference. People will say, oh my God, that's crazy. But it's like, yeah, but like, education's always a fucking good thing, for sure. It's not like it is, especially when it's about health and stuff, right? So I tell you this, but people will twist my words and say, oh, he's promoting it to his audience and stuff. No, not necessarily. I'm not telling you to do it. I'm telling you, get some fucking education on it, right? You are your own person. If you're young as well, like, you know, you're too young, okay, sure. I hopped on when I was like 26, 27 years old. So I was already quite a little bit older than my own audience. And this is why I didn't talk about it for a while, because I just thought, like, my audience is quite young. If I talk about it, I have to tell you the truth. This is why, if you ever wondered, because I took it in 2024, by the way, but I didn't speak about it till late last year. So I didn't speak about it for about 1.5 years, which is a bit odd for me, because usually whenever there's something happening in my life, I usually tell you, like, oh, I got a new girlfriend, or this, whatever, you know, I tell you quite fast. The reason why is because, one, I knew the world was not ready to accept this. I knew that there'd be a lot of hate. The one thing I didn't accept was that there'd be a lot of love as well. Like, it's weird, since I started talking about it, I've had way more love from people who are more like me, who are like, oh, it's nice to see someone actually talking about this. Because everyone else, like a lot of guys, if you're watching this, you're probably like this. You've been almost like secretly interested in this topic for years, but you've almost always felt like shameful for it, because people will attack you and say, like, what? I can't believe you're talking about this. That's crazy. Oh my God, it's so dangerous and shit. And so I've gotten a lot of love. I'm so surprised. Like, I've got a lot of hate, but now I'm like, whatever. Who gives a fuck about these little insecure little losers, right? But I got a lot of love, which I wasn't expecting. If I expected that, I probably would have spoke about it sooner. But basically, a big reason why I didn't speak about it was because, obviously, like, I've got a pretty young audience, and I'm not gonna lie to you and do the same shit that every other influencer does who's on, you know, steroids or testosterone, who'll tell you, like, yeah, I take it, but, you know, guys, it's really bad, don't do it. No, the thing is, bro, if I'm taking it, it's obviously because it's really fucking good. And I'm not gonna lie to you and say, oh, it's bad, don't do it, guys. I'm gonna tell you my real experience, which is, like, it's really fucking good. It was easily one of the best decisions I've made in my life. Seriously, I don't say that lightly. Now, again, if you're super young, no matter what age you are, I'm not your fucking, like, daddy, right? You fucking control your own life. You're responsible for your own life. You don't say, oh, well, Hamza told me to do it. I've never once told you to do it, like, this shit. I do it. I will tell you my experience, but I researched it for years and I made sure I did it safely and everything. And so that's something you've got to consider. But so I didn't talk about it for a while because also I wanted my own opinion on it. And I'm so glad I hid this from my audience. I'm so glad. First of all, it's not really hiding anything because I'm a fucking human being and I'm allowed to have, like, my own private life. So fuck any little weirdo who gets angry saying, like, oh, why didn't you talk about it for a while? I don't owe you anything. Like, I don't have to give you fucking updates on my life. I will if I want to, but I don't owe you that, first of all. But then people will say, like, oh, well, you were hiding it and stuff. Yeah, because I knew what would happen when I talked about it. What do you think would happen when I talk about this? Well, people are going to hate me and say, oh, well, you're promoting it to your audience. Guess what happened? I started talking about it, and the same people who were hating me saying, oh, well, you didn't talk about it for a while, you were hiding it. When I start talking about it, they're like, oh, well, you're promoting it now. I'm like, well, how the fuck can I win? Like, when I wasn't talking about it, you hated me because apparently I'm hiding it. And I was lying, which I wasn't. And not once, you can't find a single clip of me once saying that I was natural from 2024. You can find clips of me giving advice on how to improve your testosterone levels naturally, but that's, like, fine. I'm giving you advice of, like, what I did when I was younger. People are fucking retards. Like, this is another thing that pisses me off. People literally say, like, oh, well, you made a video on how to increase testosterone naturally when you weren't natural. Yeah, but that's like me making a video saying, oh, if I was 18 years old, here's what I would do, but I'm not 18. Like, are you fucking mentally retarded? All these fucking haters, bro, how mentally retarded are they literally hate me because in the space that I was taking it, but I hadn't spoke about it, I still made videos on, like, oh, how to increase testosterone naturally, because I did actually technically increase my testosterone naturally before I started taking it. I had blood work that went from 400 to 700, and I can tell you about what I did when I was younger. You know, and people be, oh, but you've been lying about it. No, I didn't fucking lie. You can't find a single clip of me once saying that I was natural. You can find multiple clips of me when I was younger saying, oh, I'm going to take it, I'm researching it. I don't know why people have this fucking fucked up, like, I get so much fucking unnecessary hate. People try and twist my words and they say, like, oh, well, you always said you'd never take it. And I'm like, motherfucker, I'll give you $1 million if you can get a fucking clip of me saying I'll never take it, you fucking little prick. Go and find me one clip. You won't, but I can find you multiple clips of me. Literally, you probably even remember, if you've been a fan of mine for a while, I literally had a video saying I want more testosterone because I got my results. It was 400. Fucking Derek from More Plates, More Dates even reacted to it. And it's literally me talking about it, saying like, oh yeah, guys, you know what? I like, it's too low. And I'm starting to consider taking testosterone. I've literally got clips of me saying that. I've never had a clip of me saying, oh, I'll stay natural forever. I'm never going to take it. And people are like, oh, but you promise you'd stay natural forever. I'm like, motherfucker, where? I never fucking say that because that's not part of my fucking values. Fair, bro. When you're in the gym next to a guy who's natural and you just fucking mug him, you win. Nobody fucking really knows that you're on test. Nobody knows if you're natural or not. Even if you can kind of guess thinking, oh, he's on steroids, it doesn't matter. You still take his fucking soul. And someone will argue, oh, well, someone who's natural is bigger than me. Okay, sure, fine. Of course. That's like, oh, well, yeah, someone's always going to be someone like bigger than you. Of course, there's always going to be a bigger guy. But bro, this gives you a fucking, like, just a life quality boost. And people will say like, oh, but it's unhealthy. No, it's fucking not. Oh, but like, you said you'd never take it. I fucking didn't. What the fuck? Where, show me one clip and I'll send you $1 million right now. And don't use fucking AI, you little prick, right? There was no fucking time did I ever say I'm never going to take it. You can literally find clips of me saying I'm going to consider it. I'm researching it. You can literally find public clips of me that are still live on my videos. There's one from like a couple in 2022, because that's when I started to research it, where I'm literally saying I've started researching taking testosterone now. And then when I started taking it in 2024, I made a few videos. I didn't talk about it right away, but I did not once say I was natural from 2024. I never once lied. I just didn't give you a life update. But I don't have to. Like, bro, if I have children, I don't have to tell you. Would you get angry at me if I like hid, you know, like, let's say a pregnancy from you? Like, no, that's probably a healthy thing to do. Well, I don't have to tell you about my fucking medical treatments. I don't have to tell you about my newest sort of life philosophy. I do to benefit you so you can learn, and because it's part of my business. But I don't owe you a life update, right? Don't be a creepy motherfucker. Any of these little haters, bro, they're all creepy motherfuckers. They wanted me to like, they're angry at me because I didn't tell you right away. Bro, I stubbed my toe on the couch. Should I tell you about that? Like, I had diarrhea a few weeks ago. Should I tell you about that? Like, what more do you want to know about, you fucking weirdos, right? All these fucking little haters, they're so weird, right? And can you see the frustration for me? Bro, they hate me because I didn't talk about it earlier. But I knew that when I talk about it, they'd hate me for promoting it. So how can I fucking win? The only way I could have, like, getting away from a lot of the hate is if I made a video, like, saying, oh, guys, so I've been taking testosterone, and it's really unhealthy. Don't take it, guys. Don't be like me. It's really unhealthy. But yeah, I'm not natural, but it's really unhealthy. But I'm not going to lie to you, right? That's what all these gay little bodybuilders, all these, like, big influencers, they're like, oh, guys, I take testosterone, but it's really unsafe. Don't be like me. No, bro, we all take it because we fucking like it, right? Don't listen to any of these motherfuckers who take it and they're telling you like, oh yeah, but don't be like me, it's really dangerous. Bro, they take it because they fucking like it, because if it's basically been good for their lives, right? So don't you fucking, like, I'm not gonna fucking lie to you like all these fucking little soft PC woke motherfuckers who will say like, oh yeah, but it's really dangerous. No, bro, I felt none of the fucking side effects that any of these fuckers are talking about. When I do feel some, I'll tell you. But I'm telling you, I didn't talk about it because I knew motherfuckers would hate. I knew the world's not ready for this. I'm like a fucking pioneer. And I'm telling you right now it sounds like a bit of a cringe little joke. I guarantee, like, just like it was about microplastics, just like it was about keeping your phone in your pocket, and people said I was fucking crazy. People attacked me for it. People, like, literally, like, tried to violate me in the comments. People made videos about me. Oh, he's went insane. He's this, he's that. People literally said I went insane because I started saying that keeping your phone in your pocket decreases testosterone. And now, motherfucker, these big scientists agree with me. Now everyone has to admit it. Keeping your phone in your pocket decreases testosterone. There's microplastics in your fucking nuts that's reducing your testosterone levels. When you drink from plastic water bottles, it decreases your testosterone. These were things I was saying years ago. People attacked me, and now some guys see me as like the first guy who's talking about this. And I'm telling you right now, it's going to be the exact same thing for TRT. I promise you, it's me against the fucking world. It's me in front of my, like, protecting my fucking boys who are interested in this. Because I know there's thousands of guys who have been secretly interested in taking TRT. You heard about it and you're like, yeah, it actually seems like something that you, like, part of your values. You don't give a fuck if someone says it's cheating. You don't give a fuck about that. You're like, yeah, but it's like, there's no rules in the game of life. You do whatever the fuck you need to do, right? And you're thinking, okay, wait, what? So I can get to 1,000, 1,500, 2,000 nanograms, and I won't get massive side effects. Maybe, of course, we'll get some side effects, but okay, but then at that point, it's the side effects of taking tests versus the side effects of being natural, and the side effects of being natural are pretty fucking bad as well. right? So it's like a lot of guys have been secretly like thinking about this for years, and I didn't expect how many of you there were. I thought all I was going to get, like my only regret is I thought I was going to get only hate from this, right? That's why I didn't talk about it. I didn't I should have known, but I didn't realize how many guys would actually defend me and be on my side. TRT has been such a thing where like, yeah, a lot of people hate me for it, but a lot of people love me now for it. Because think about how big my fucking balls are, how big and juicy my balls are, but think about how fucking big my balls are, that like, bro, the entire internet hates me for talking about this. Everyone in our space, self-improvement, fitness, who's heard about this has made a video. Bro, 20 people minimum has made a video about me on test, and they all hate me for it. Oh, it's dangerous. Oh, blah, 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 blah. And I'm the one guy who's just standing up for the fucking young guys and saying, boys, I took it. It's been good for me. I would understand if you started to research this, if you started to take this. I would understand. Everyone else will hate you. Bro, I understand. I researched this. I had to do it kind of almost like silently because of how much weird drama this space brings. But it's weird. It's like, bro, like, it's been good for me. I just didn't know that I would get tons of love for this as well. That's the one thing I wasn't expecting. I knew I'd get tons of little haters, and I also knew they would twist my words and they would say shit. Like, they would start saying like, oh, well, he's been lying. He took it all the time. Like, I think that's what Greg Duchette said about me, or maybe someone in his comments. They said like, oh, he lied. He's been taking it all this time. And I'm like, what? Bro, when I started YouTube, I was like 160 pounds. At 6'1", I was like 78, 70 something, like maybe under, yeah, about 75, 78 kg at 6'1". You think I was fucking unnatural? Bro, you can literally see pictures. And what's interesting is Greg in my DMs has admitted that he knew when I started to take it, and he said it was in 2024. He said like, oh, like that's when I started to make too much progress. But then in his videos, he'll say like, yeah, and he's been taking it all this time. And he showed a clip of me in 2022 to imply that I'd been taking it years earlier. But I like, you know, my thing, I don't tell you everything about my life, but when I say something, it's fucking true. You know it, right? And I'm telling you right now, I didn't take it in 2022. I was completely fucking natural, zero kind of substances, whatever, up until 2024. I will tell you the fucking truth, right? Like, if I've told you it was 2024, it doesn't affect me for telling you if it's like 2022 or 2023. It doesn't make, like, either way, I was taking it for years before I told you, right? So it's like, I will just tell you the fucking truth. You can literally see pictures of my physique and see the exact moment I started taking it. Of course you can, right? So it's like 2021, I was lean and kind of shredded. 2022, I did a bulk, but I was still like easily natural. But at that point, I've been lifting for probably about like 8, 9, 10 years at that point. So my physique's really good. But it's like, for a guy who's been lifting consistently for 8 or 9 years or however much it was, it's pretty to be expected of like, I gained a decent amount of size still in 2022 because I did a fucking bulk, right? It's easy. But I gained quite a lot of fat as well, easy, right? And from like certain undesirable angles, you don't look so good, whatever. If you saw pictures of me in 2022, I had a really good natural physique, but it wasn't like I was fucking massive. Go look at pictures of me in Thailand and you'll look like, my arms were probably like 15.5 inches. And people are now saying like, oh, he was on testosterone at that point. I wasn't. I literally made videos whilst I was in Thailand saying I'm considering it. I wouldn't have just like lied. And then also you can see that I didn't grow after that point as well. I only, when I was super fucking locked in, I made progress in 2022. And then I didn't make more after that. Like for a long time. In 2023, I had my gay little spiritual era. You see my physique slowly just get less and less and less. I had a decent physique all this time, sure. But to say it's unnatural and, oh, I was lying all this time, it's like, bro, anyone who's into fitness, you could look at my pictures and know the exact moments that I, like, in fact, a few people even, like, I remember seeing their comments, that a few people could tell right away, because you just see the blow up of fucking size in the space of a couple of months compared to like, oh yeah, over the space of like a 6 month bulk, yeah, I'm bigger, but I'm also fatter as well. Like, that's completely normal as a natural, right? So people have started to speculate, oh, he's been lying, he's been taking it all this time. Motherfucker, I weighed like 160 pounds when I started YouTube, 170 in 2022. It's like, you think I weighed 170 pounds and I was unnatural? How little fucking like gains are you making to think that that's unnatural? I'm 6'1", motherfucker. That's not even 80 kg. Right now I'm 90, right? This is my fucking level at 90 kg now. Yeah, sure. Right? So, but people will just speculate all this like fucking like horrible shit and they'll start accusing me of being a liar. No, I didn't lie. I just didn't fucking like give you every update because I don't have to. That's not what my fucking job is here. This isn't like, oh, Hamza reveals every private detail about his life. Don't be a fucking weirdo. I don't have to tell, bro, if I stop taking tests or if I increase my dose, I don't have to tell you motherfuckers anything, right? I will in my own paid community, because, you know, I'll use it as a learning lesson. Oh, what happened when I took this much dose or whatever? But on YouTube, is, you know, to the mass population, I don't have to tell you motherfuckers anything. We need to set some fucking boundaries here, me and these fucking haters. Don't you expect me to give you a fucking life update? Oh, I shit myself 3 weeks ago. Oh, Hamza didn't tell us he shit himself. Like, fuck you. I don't have to tell you shit, bro. I don't have to tell you fucking anything about my life, you weird motherfuckers. right? Have some fucking respect and some boundaries, you creepy fucking weird haters, right? They're fucking weird. People will just say so much fucking shit about this topic. And that's why, look, I didn't talk about it for a long time when I first started taking tests, right? And I'm so glad I did that. Actually, I have no regrets of, like, I started taking it in 2024 and then I didn't talk about it for like a year and a half. I have zero regrets. In fact, I'm actually really grateful I decided to do that, because if I started taking tests and I talked about it right away, like, oh, hey guys, you know, I'm taking tests, I'm going to see what it's like, the amount of hate I would have received of people who were like, you know, just NPCs, right? They're just NPCs. Like, you upset the NPCs and they just attack you, like ferociously. If I spoke about it right when I started to take it, I know for a fact that NPCs would have attacked me so much and like gaslit me to tell me like, oh, it's so dangerous, oh, I can't believe it, unfollowed. You know, they'll say shit like that, which is just so weird, right? Like as if it's like a personal attack on them, as if it affects them personally. It's just weird. And if that happened, if I took it and started talking about it right away and I got like a ton of hate, I honestly probably would have broken frame, and I probably would have listened and been like, oh yeah, guys, you know, I stopped taking it. Yeah, you guys are right. I'll just increase it naturally. I saw a few YouTubers do this, actually, like a few sort of fitness influencers I used to watch years ago, where two of them almost at the same time, they both hopped on tests, but then they got a ton of hate from people. So then they started to just say like, oh, well, yeah, you know, I'm just going to be natural instead, guys. Like, yeah, you're right. And like, that's such a pussy thing to do. Like, they in their own values decided they wanted to try this thing. And just because their audience said like, no, actually, I'm, they were like, oh, well, okay, yeah, you guys control my life. Fuck that. Bro, my haters will not control my fucking life. In fact, the hate only makes me stronger. Every time there's another hate video about me, I'll increase my dose. Every time there's a hate video, I'm going to increase my dose by 10 milligrams, bro. The hate only makes me stronger. Greg Duchette, bro, go make like 5 more videos about me. Well, I'm so glad. I'm so happy that I hid this from my audience. So happy. Because one, first of all, like, I don't owe anyone anything, right? Like, as much as I'm here to, like, you know, share my lessons and whatever, I don't have to tell you about everything that goes on in my life. I know my big fans, you know this. In fact, my big fans actually tell me to tell less stories about my life because, you know, to keep it more private. So which is actually really endearing. I've had a bunch of my big fans, they leave in comments or they'll message me and they'll say like, oh bro, like you don't have to talk about these things. Like, cause obviously you want to learn my lessons, but I actually have followers who like care about me, which is pretty sweet. And sometimes I reveal too many details about my personal life and people will literally tell me like, oh, you don't have to do that. You know, don't reveal so much about your personal life. But it's weird. The haters expect it. The haters expected me. Like, they're angry at me for not talking about this treatment right away. But I knew what would happen. I knew when I talk about it, people will hate me and say, oh, well, you're promoting it. So it's like, you can't win with these people, you know? Like I said, the one thing that I'm really happy about, which has kept me sane through, because I got a lot of hate for this, and you can imagine it's like, you probably can't relate to if you're not an influencer, but it's really painful. You know how sometimes someone says something to you and you kind of remember it for days or weeks afterwards? Getting hate is like that, but it feels like thousands of people are saying it, or even for me, millions of people, you know, like this video about me got 300K views, this got 100K, it's got thousands of comments. You see a comment that's got like 1,000 likes, oh yeah, he's crazy, whatever. That shit really fucks you up, right? It really hurts. In fact, a girl said this to me. She was like, she used to be like a girl I used to date, and she said, what was it? Like around this testosterone, she was like, I saw all of it happen, but I couldn't really relate to you. And then she's like an influencer as well, or she became one recently, and or you know, a few months ago. And she was like, now that she got some hate comments, and it kind of fucked up her mind. She was like, before I could understand it was hard, but I didn't really get it. Now I remember, because I've had nights where I couldn't sleep because, you know, some girl texted me something weird, or she commented weird. And one time I made this video and these girls were being horrible to me. And now I can relate to it. But for you, it's another level, because it's millions of views and it's thousands of likes and comments and whatever. It's tough, you know, it really is. It like, bro, it's tough to get hate, of course. And sometimes it's like, the thing is, it's not even fair to call it hate, because sometimes, honestly, this is why I don't get like too fucking angry at like Greg Duchette at all, you know, because it's just business. And it's like, it's not like actual hate. For a lot of people, like Greg is like just a Jew, basically. He's just focused on just making money. And a lot of times it's not hate, it's just like a mix of opinions, and it's just like a sort of business angle a lot of people are going through. Usually in the comments, it's a lot of hate, right? But the thing that kept me sane through this entire thing was that basically I started to talk about this being the treatment. You know, this is the way I take testosterone, and it's a good decision, and I'm not backing down. I could have, you know, that, how interesting is that? I got tons of hate and I didn't back down, right? I'm actually proud of myself. I got so much hate and I looked at it all and I was like, nope, you're all wrong and I'm right. I just know it. You know, I just know it. And I'm so glad that, like, bro, what a fucking, like, big dick energy have I developed in the last few years? Because younger me, if I was 25 years old, I saw all this hate, I would have thought, oh, yeah, they're all right. Yeah, you guys are right. And, you know, I'm not going to take testosterone. I'm just going to go natural. Even if I didn't believe that, I would have done it just because I wanted people to like me. And now I can look at it all. I can, like, arrogantly say, yep, you're all wrong. Not you, but, like, you know, all these people. Bro, they're all wrong. I don't give a fuck. Bro, if it's the entire world, if it's all the doctors, all the fitness influencers, all the little haters who are telling me, like, no, taking TRT, blah, 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 they're all wrong. Why are they so angry at what I'm doing? That's so gay. Like, that's what I stick up my asshole is none of their concern, but they're just little haters. They're jealous, you know, and they'll try and moralize and say, like, no, but it's because it's unhealthy. They don't care about my health. Bro, think about it. These people who are attacking my business, they don't care about my health. They're just weird. You get what I mean? Like, my haters are just really fucking weird, right? But the thing that really helped is, and I didn't expect this, honestly, I didn't think about this at all. I only thought I'd get hate for this. I got so much love, like, so many guys have joined my communities, my paid programs, to literally just thank me and say, like, oh, you started talking about it and I've been, like, researching this, but I felt, like, guilty, I felt wrong for all these years, because any time I'd speak about this, people attacked me. Every time I tried to research, I'd see this, like, fear-mongering of people saying, like, oh, yeah, don't take it, it's super dangerous. But you could tell, like, you probably know, like, it's not. You can just, a lot of you guys, like, who are watching this, you just know that it's not as dangerous as people are making it out to be, because of a lot of the logic I've put forward, but also maybe you've heard about it from other places. And so I've had so many guys personally message me, join my paid programs, and literally just say, like, oh, I'm glad you've been talking about this, because I've been interested in this. In your values, you're fine to do this. Other people will say, oh, this is crazy, whatever. But we think it's crazy that other people think, like, porn is normal, that drinking every week is normal, that doing all this shit is normal anyway, right? But, like, we've just got lives. We don't, like, go and try and attack these people. And so I've had tons of guys, like almost every day there's a new post inside of the community of someone who'll join and say, like, oh, I've been considering it, and, like, I just wanted a place where I could get education on this, and obviously I've got, like, courses and stuff in there. And it's been nice to get that level of support, because they'll say, like, oh, Hamza, thank you for making these videos. Like, one guy said, like, I know you got so much hate, it must have been hard, but you've actually helped me, because I just wanted to, like, learn about this more, but I couldn't find anywhere on the internet where someone wasn't just, like, taking this NPC approach to it. And so it's nice, bro. I got, like, tons of hate. The hate went up, but the love also went up. And to be honest, as a creator, that's a good business move. When you can get love and hate, that's a really good business move. If you're ever, like, considering making content, if you can get love and hate, bro, fucking do it. And just keep, like, safeguard your mind. And so that's what I do. It's like, bro, it's been hard sometimes. You know, I'll see a ton of hate. Sometimes I'll post something on Instagram, it gets hated. Sometimes, you know, on YouTube, whatever. But this is why I don't really look at comments that much these days. I haven't watched a video on YouTube in so long, like, anyone's videos, including, you know, like, someone will make one about me. Greg had made another one, so I clicked on his video for, like, a few minutes, not even a few minutes, a few seconds, and I was like, ah, oh, whatever, it's just business. That's the way I see it now. It's like, people don't really actually hate me, like, these creators. They just do it to try and get some views, and then they move on to the next guy they want to talk about. There's people who talk about other people, and there's people who are, like, the icons themselves. I'm not, like, someone who gossips about other people. I'm the one they gossip about. And that's, like, a pretty good position to be in. So that's it. And even with the haters as well, you know, the ones in the comments, that a lot of them are just, like, it's like Instagram quotes, you know, the shit your mother will say. They're just kind of jealous and unhappy people. But this is education. This is saving guys' lives. And yeah, I forgot to end the story, but remember I told you about the guy who got his blood work, it was like 170. So he hopped on testosterone, right? And he was in his 20s as well. He got 170 nanograms. So he spoke to me directly in this program. And I said to him, like, bro, if I was you, I'd take it. I wouldn't wait around and try and increase your levels naturally to hopefully get them to 400. I'd just fucking take a test now. So we started taking testosterone. And this was like a few weeks ago, maybe about a month ago. And he just posted again saying he just got morning wood for the first time in, like, years. He woke up and his dick was already hard. And he was like, you know, he was happy about that. I know it sounds weird for all of us to celebrate a man's erection. But honestly, I really got a little bit emotional reading that, because I was like, bro, this shit saves lives. I swear to God, bro, people don't take this seriously. But bro, the number one cause of death for guys our age is suicide. And the reason why guys kill themselves is because of bad mental health. Low testosterone, bro, of course, is going to lead to bad mental health. This is why, bro. Think about this. If you've watched this far of this video, really relate to me here. Think about how much hate I've gotten. And you probably know my personality type. As much as I can say, like, fuck you to the haters, I'm a sensitive guy. You can probably tell, right? What people say hurts me. But still, I promise, I'm still fucking here. And I know that what I'm saying is true. I know it. I know the entire world is wrong. All these NPCs, these fitness influencers, these doctors, these little haters in the comments, I know that they're all wrong and I'm right. Because I swear to God, this treatment is going to save a lot of men's lives. I know it. Think about how close I am to the men who follow me. I probably understand men more than like most fucking researchers, fathers, whatever, of the entire world. Like I have millions of followers. I've had direct communication with thousands of guys. Maybe about 10,000 I've personally sort of messaged and texted with. And maybe like probably close to about 1,000 I've had calls with. Like I probably have spoken to more young men about deep, real fucking issues than most fucking human beings, right? And I'm telling you right now, I know that this shit is like life-saving for a lot of guys. I know that it's like what a lot of men need. That's why, imagine how much hate I got, and I never once considered stopping this treatment, even with all the hate. I never once have quieted down. In fact, it's actually made me louder, which is, you know, it's like, if I feel vulnerable because a lot of people hate me for talking about this, which is weird, bro. Because it's like, I'm not saying to do something that's going to harm other people. I'm not saying to do something which is like morally wrong. I'm basically telling you to consider a treatment that people will say like, no, it's too dangerous when you're 20. You should wait till you're 30 or 35 and then it's okay. But then I'm telling you like, but that logic is based on like, yeah, but levels should be good for guys in their 20s, but it's not anymore because the new age has happened where, like, you know, in the modern times, men in their 20s and even teens, but our levels are too low. This treatment was supposed to be for guys when their levels are low, and so on average it used to be 42, 40-ish that people would hop on. But now our levels are low when we're in our 20s. It doesn't make sense to wait 20 years with low testosterone to start a treatment that's made if you have low testosterone. It doesn't make sense. Right. And it's even like a bit of a mocking thing because people mock me and they say like, oh, well, you get your masculinity from a bottle. Bro, when I was natural, I was more masculine than all of these guys. I was 100 times the man than any of these guys. Any of them, anyone who hates me, I guarantee I was more of a fucking leader alpha male than any of these guys. And they'll find it cringe, like uncomfortable. Yeah, he said alpha male, that's a bit cringe, right, guys? They can't even say like a fucking word without getting emotional. I was 100 times the man. Think about it, bro. I was like a leader of a fucking movement. I got hundreds of thousands of guys to meditate, go to the gym. I'm more of a leader than any of these haters, including these influencers, like even when I was natural. But people will try and like demasculinize you and say like, oh, well, you get your masculinity from a bottle. They're trying to act like, oh, well, you're not as masculine. Well, not really. Okay, you get your masculinity naturally, but you're like your testosterone naturally, but your testosterone's low. So it's like, congratulations. Like it's not really a good argument, but you know, it's shit people will say to try and make you feel bad about yourself or whatever. And still, bro, they'll try and attack me from all these angles. And I'm like, bro, I read a post like this guy who was on 170. Now he's taking testosterone and he's feeling better about himself. And he said his mood is better. He woke up, he said like, I know this is like weird or whatever, but I feel so happy that I woke up with an erection. Like I got morning wood again. And when I read that, I was like, I really could empathize with it. And I was like, bro, like that's the type of shit that makes a man feel alive. I know it sounds silly. I'm sure the haters will hate me more. Oh, he's talking about a dick guy's dick or whatever. But you could probably relate to what I'm saying. Imagine you've not had morning wood for years. Imagine you saw a treatment that you've heard could help. And imagine after a few weeks, you wake up with a fucking raging hard on and you're like, oh man, like shit. Like this was what I was supposed to be like. Whilst everyone else is like, yeah, well, you know, yeah, you're not really supposed to get erections anymore. Bro, that's not true. 400 nanograms, 500 nanograms for guys our age is fucked up. This guy had 170, and I know that's this the weirdest thing. I know that the same haters would have told him, like, yeah, it's fine, it's just a little bit below the average range. Bro, that's like the level for an 80-year-old cancer patient, and people still would have told him, like, oh, don't hop on, bro, don't hop on. You know, bro, this shit's changing lives. Like in front of my fucking eyes, I'm seeing guys who are like saying like, oh, my life feels like, oh, I'm really feeling like I have my life again. This is how life was supposed to be. I don't say it lightly when I tell you, bro, this is probably one of my top 5 decisions that I've made in my life. Think about that, because it's almost like an easy hack, right? It's like a fucking cheat. It really is, because it's just something you can quickly take, right? And I promise it's one of the top 5 decisions. Many of the decisions I made like are about business. I started YouTube. I moved back home to my family's home, got onto self-improvement. This is probably one of them as well, honestly. Like, how insane is that? And to date, bro, people said, oh, you know, in a few months, you'll feel like shit. You'll get all these negative side effects. Bro, it's been 2 years. And honestly, I don't feel any of that. Maybe I'm lucky. Who knows? But I've also, everyone I speak to, they also say like, yeah, like I've been on it for a year. I've been on it for 2 years. I don't feel any of the side effects that people have been telling us. I swear to God, this is like one of those anti-male propaganda shit. I swear to God. But I could be wrong. That's the thing. This is the problem. Because if I tell you too much, some retard will say, oh, Hamza told me. And now, you know, here's some problem I got. So I can't fully tell you like, you're going to be fine. Because who knows? This is like me saying, like, if I get you into the gym, I can't tell you that you'll be injury free if you follow me. You might get a serious injury. It wouldn't be fair if you got an injury in the gym and then you said, oh, well, Hamza made me go to the gym and now I'm injured, so it's his fault. No one would listen to you. It's your fault. But if you start some medical treatment and you say, oh, well, Hamza told me, then everyone would, you know, it's like I'd get hate for no reason, even if like it's that guy's fault because he took too much of this. Or you know what I mean, right? So I always have to play this a bit safely just because I know it's like, it's a bit of a sensitive topic, of course. But still, man, fuck me. Like I will not quieten down about this. I'm so glad that I waited. I'm really glad that I waited a while to talk about this because I formed my own opinion, really understood what this was like. And when I started to talk about it, the amount of hate I got, like, but it's so dangerous. This will happen in 3 months. And then after 6 months, this will happen. And I was reading it all and I was like, no, it fucking won't, you NPCs. I don't know where you've heard all this fear-mongering bullshit. People said like, oh, but now, congratulations. Like, you can never go off it. You'll have to stay on it, this treatment for the rest of your life. I went off it like one or two times by that point already. And I was like, I felt absolutely fine. I don't know why people just fucking, they're NPCs, bro. But I'm so glad I waited. Because then I formed my own opinion. So when I saw all this hate, I was able to almost like laugh at it, you know, from my understanding to be like, it's not like that at all. These fucking NPCs who have no experience, they've only heard what like the PC woke doctors have fucking said or some shit like that. Fuck it, bro. And all these same people, Greg Duchenne, all these people, these doctors who tell you like, no, young men considering this is crazy. I'd like to ask these same people who say it's crazy that a man wants to take something to be more of a man. I'd like to ask them what they would say if a woman went up to them and said, hey, I'm a woman and I want to be a man. I want to be trans. Can I take testosterone? I'd really love to record their response because I guarantee these pussies, these doctors, Greg Duchette, these influencers, they'd be like, oh shit, because they know it's a bit of a sensitive topic about trans, right? So they'll be like, oh, well, yeah, you know, you can do whatever you want. So if a guy has low testosterone and he wants to take more testosterone to have the testosterone he should have naturally, people will say, oh my God, it's so dangerous. But if a woman wants to take testosterone to become a man, everyone will be like, oh, well, here you go, ma'am. Oh, sir. He/him. It is pretty fucked up, bro. Imagine all these doctors who will say, oh, it's so dangerous. Oh, it's so dangerous. Bro, all these doctors are on it themselves. You know, all these doctor influencers you see, they're like 40 years old. They're in pretty good shape. They make podcasts and videos. They're all on TRT. Every single one of them. I swear to God. All these fitness influencers, a lot of the people who hate on me, bro, they're all on it. But the problem is all these guys, they've made their own testosterone supplements. So they're trying to like, they're not against testosterone. They're against basically injecting what's called real testosterone. This is like, basically it's the hormone mixed with a bit of oil. You inject that, it's testosterone you're putting into your body. The reason why these guys are against this treatment is because they sell you not testosterone, but they sell you some weird supplement that they say increases testosterone, but it's not testosterone. When you inject, you're literally injecting testosterone. It's not like a supplement. You're injecting actual testosterone. When you take a supplement, it's not testosterone. It's like some plant that they're saying technically will improve your testosterone, but there's no like evidence for it. It's like, it doesn't really fucking work. All these guys who hate, all these doctors, they tell you not to take testosterone because every single one of them, I promise, sells something that they market that can boost testosterone. I don't sell any fucking supplements or anything. So I'm not like fucking incentivized to tell you like, oh yeah, testosterone, nah, don't do it. Take this to buy my supplement instead. And by the way, all their supplements are more expensive than testosterone as well. Bro, testosterone's kind of like the creatine as well. You know how creatine is like, anyone who's against creatine is like a fucking retard these days. You know what I mean, right? And it's like, just fucking take it, shut the fuck up. And creatine's super safe, right? No one really can make that much profit from creatine because it's so easily to make. Testosterone's like that. Testosterone's so easy to make and so widely made that only like, you know, some companies make it because they manufacture it, like the labs and stuff. But like the testosterone supplements are more expensive they're more expensive than actual testosterone, and obviously they don't work as well. To be fair, not a single one of them has ever been proven to actually work, because it's just like, you know, you're taking some plants that apparently should try to increase your testosterone, or you can just inject proper fucking testosterone, right? I tried it with supplements, and you don't ever notice a fucking difference, honestly. You don't notice a difference. But all these motherfuckers, bro, I promise, the reason why I see this, and this is the scam, right? All these motherfuckers, bro, they all sell testosterone supplements, but they all take testosterone. Bro, think about that. Just, oh my God. Think about it. Greg Duchette, all these fucking doctors, bro, they sell testosterone supplements that they don't take themselves. They take testosterone. They take TRT, but they sell you a testosterone supplement and say, but imagine he's taking TRT and he's like, no, don't take TRT. Don't take TRT. No, you don't want to take this. He keeps taking it, telling you, oh, you don't want to take this. This is really dangerous. If it's really dangerous, you fucking scammer. If it's really dangerous, you wouldn't be taking it, right? If it's really dangerous, you would have stopped. All the bodybuilders would have stopped. If it's really dangerous, I would have stopped, right? Think about it. They'll tell you, oh, no, it's really dangerous. Don't do it, guys. He keeps taking it. All these doctors keep taking it because it's not as dangerous as they're fucking saying it is, right? They keep taking it because they're happy with their decision. So they take it. But instead of telling you, oh, yeah, this is the reason why I take it, because it works and I'm happy with my decision, they say, okay, I take it. But no. Oh, it's really dangerous, guys. Oh, actually, you should buy this testosterone supplement. That's 5 times more expensive than... Bro, you do realize actual testosterone, bro, it's like, it'll cost you like $50 a month. Bro, it's nothing. It's like, it'll be less than a fucking dollar a fucking day. Seriously, in Bali, it's fucking... Here, bro, you go to the pharmacy. You walk into the fucking pharmacy, you say, hi, can I buy testosterone? They're like, okay, sure, boom, done. In many countries, it's completely legal as well. So it's like that, bro. You literally just go to the pharmacy, you buy it, boom. And it's like, bro, it's like fucking... I don't even know, like 1 milligram. It's about $25 a month for testosterone. The supplements that these guys sell is usually about 50 to 100. So the supplements are more expensive. They don't do anything. I promise you, anyone who takes these fucking supplements, like, you're just spending money on something where they've, like, they say, oh yeah, it's got this plant in it. It's got this one. It's got this one. You won't increase your testosterone from it. I'm telling you. Think about it. If you would, if those supplements worked, these fucking guys who sell these testosterone supplements would take those supplements, but they don't. They don't take the supplements. They take TRT. They take the same thing as me. The only the difference is I'm younger, but also I'm just honest. I'm literally just telling you the truth of like, yeah, like I take it. It's been fucking awesome. That's the difference. If I was a Jew like them and I had my own fucking supplements, I might tell you like, oh yeah, guys, it's really dangerous. Buy my supplements instead. But I'm not Jew maxing like them. I'd rather just tell you what's actually going on in my life. Like, think about how much of a fraud these people are, how much of a scam that is, that they literally, bro, they take TRT, they take the same thing as me, but then they have the audacity to lie to you, absolute liars like Greg Duchette, the little liar scammer, who will look to you and say, oh no, if this is really dangerous, buy my testosterone supplement that he doesn't take himself. He's on TRT and he tells you, oh, it's really dangerous, guys. It's crazy. So Hamza's been claiming natural, so buy my testosterone. Fucking angry little weird man, bro. Weird little man, right? Bro, all these fucking doctors, fitness influencers, they all take it, but they don't talk about it because they know that, you know, they do the whole NPC good boy of like, oh, guys, yeah, I take it, but it's really bad for you. Because they're doing like this woke NPC kind of thing, right? You know what I mean, right? Because if you take tests or steroids, but then you're like a bodybuilder, but you make a video, oh, yeah, guys, I take steroids, but it's really bad for you. Everyone will be like, oh, so wholesome that he's opening up about it. He's telling the truth, oh, whatever. You know, but if you take steroids and you're like, oh, yeah, this is how I take it. It's been really awesome. I'm happy with it. People, oh, my God, it's so crazy. Like, they're scared of hate. They're scared of people on the internet saying some shit about them, right? But is that not a scam? Don't you think that's a scam? They take it and then they tell you, oh, it's really dangerous. Bro, if it was dangerous, they wouldn't be taking it. Simple as that. Why would they take it? Many of these guys, they've got children. Many of these guys, they've got families. They wouldn't take it if it was so dangerous. And maybe you could argue, okay, they took it at once, but then it was dangerous, so they stopped taking it. Okay, but that's not what happens. They didn't stop taking it. They've been taking it for years. And they've got children as well. Many of these guys have got fucking kids. Bro, most fucking bodybuilders have got like 2, 3, 4, 5, 7 fucking children. And people will tell you, oh, 200 milligrams of testosterone makes you infertile. Bodybuilders take 1,000 milligrams of testosterone. The fuck? I'm telling you, bro, like the deeper you dive into this, you'll get the same kind of facial expression as me, where you'll be looking and be like, wait, all these fucking guys are absolute liars. They're actually genuinely sick little liars. All these guys who tell you like, oh, testosterone's bad. Bro, I'm telling you, all of them take it. All of them take it. And if they took it, but then stopped and then told you testosterone's bad, okay, fine. But that's not what they're doing. They took it. They're happy with the decision because taking testosterone is fucking awesome. They keep taking it. They're not coming off. But then they'll make supplements to try and sell to their audience because it's easier to sell your audience testosterone supplements than to tell them like, okay, testosterone is good. Because you, as a guy, like as a normal sort of content creator, you can't really make money from testosterone because, you know, it takes a big sort of lab to make it. But you can make testosterone supplements pretty easy. So they can't sell you testosterone because testosterone is kind of like creatine where it's like so easily made that you can't even make that much profit from it anyway. They can't sell you testosterone. They'll sell you testosterone supplements that are five times the price and five times less effective whilst they take testosterone. It's not because they genuinely believe what they're saying and they're against my message. In private conversations, bro, they agree with me. The thing is that they completely agree with me. They really do. It's just that they're trying to make more money. If I set up my business like them, you'd probably make more money if you sold testosterone supplements and you said, oh yeah, this is the safer way. You'd make more money if you did that. All of them sell or are affiliated with testosterone supplements. All of them, all the big podcasters as well. If you see like the sponsorships they get, you know, they have like a 5-minute ad at the start and they'll tell you like, oh yeah, this supplement company. And then you go onto it and they get like, you know, money from you going on there. And there's like testosterone supplements, Tunka Ali, this one. But I'm telling you, you won't notice a difference from taking any of those. I promise you right now, you won't. I've taken all of them when I was natural. You won't notice a difference. I promise you, you won't. That's all like supplements which are not testosterone. It's like some plants that maybe could increase testosterone in one fucking study that was funded by people who sell the supplement. Or you can just take the fucking hormone. You can just inject the hormone directly inside of yourself so you just have more testosterone. It's not like a supplement that you inject. It's testosterone. You know what I mean? That's like, bro, this entire space is full of frauds and scammers. It's crazy how much of a scam that is. Like they take testosterone. And then they tell you not to take it because it's dangerous. But if it was dangerous, they'd stop taking it. If it was dangerous, bro, they would take their own testosterone supplement then if it was so effective. But they don't. That's a scam. That's got to be a scam, right? That's got to be like legally a fucking scam. Like someone needs to like look into that, right? That's legally should be a fucking like, that's like misinformation or some shit, right? Like that's fucking crazy. So these people, bro, they hate on me. And maybe the reason why these influencers hate on me is because they're going to see their profits go down, right? Because if I'm telling people to take the real thing and to not take the supplements, can you see why these guys hate me when they all sell supplements? Of course, bro, they're not here to be on your side. If when you think about it, it's easy for them to say, no, don't take this because everyone kind of agrees with that message. It's hard for me to say, oh, this is really good because everyone hates you for taking, you know, it's like a controversial thing. I'm genuinely here to try and help my followers, even if it means that I get hate from all these fucking little retards. And the saddest thing is when I've gotten hate from some of my own followers, but then who are just more NPC, you know what I mean? It's like what I've seen in my own sort of community is, imagine my community was this big. A decent size of these people have now left and started to attack me. But they were the ones who were more prone to being NPCs anyway. But what's happened is the smaller community that we've gotten, the guys in here love me more. Which, fuck it, I'll take it. You know, people will say to me like, oh, you fell off. You used to get 500k views. Now you get 20k or something. Yeah, sure, but fuck it, bro. It's like, I feel like I'm helping people more. I make more money this way as well. I'd rather make money than get views, to be honest. Like sorry. But you can't buy a fucking house for your family with views. You can buy it with money. I make way more money with like a smaller but more loving community than like the bigger one, but with full of people who don't really share my own values. They just happen to like subscribe to me years ago. But like, I don't want NPCs in my community who will see me talking about TRT and get like angry at me or some shit. You know, some people might watch it and they're not interested in taking TRT. Okay, fair enough. That's still, me and you can still be friends, you know, but it's like, the people who will get angry at me and aggressive towards me for taking it for my own sort of personal gain, that's fucking weird. I don't want fucking NPCs in my community anyway. So I've had like a big amount of people who say like, oh yeah, you know, you take testosterone. But I just look at them and be like, bro, you were never supposed to be in our community anyway. Honestly, you're a little puff. You know what I mean? It's like the type of guys who like when we talk about like, oh yeah, like I fucked this girl yesterday. That's the type of guy. Actually, you shouldn't be, you know, girls are a distraction. Like, just shut up, bro. You were never meant to be here, bro. Honestly, you're not like us. You know what I mean? Like, we've got like a tighter core, like tighter knit community now, which is nice because I've actually been getting even closer to the boys. Like again, that program, which is the top link in the description. Now it feels like, now that I've been even more polarizing and people have left, but then new people have joined, now I make way more money from the program. In fact, the top link in the description, bro, I made 100K from just that program last month, which is the most it's made, like, I think since its inception over a year ago. So I make way more money now doing this. So obviously that makes it super fucking easy for me to like fucking keep doing this shit, you know what I mean? So it's like the people who appreciate this message, they literally are paying me more because I'm the one guy on the internet that's actually teaching you, like giving you education about TRT that, you know, fits your beliefs. Because everyone else will fearmonger. Everyone else will just tell you like this woke PC sort of, you know, LARPing kind of pick me creator of like, pick me bodybuilder of like, oh, well, you know, guys, you know, you don't want to take this. Like they're taking it themselves, bro. Fuck me. But yeah, I'm super fucking happy with my decision. And this is the type of shit that gives you your fucking random bonus back, bro. Not just that, but it also just makes you fucking put on muscle mass faster. Like for the last 2 months, apart from like the last few days, but for the last few months, I worked out like half an hour a week. Like I went to the gym half an hour a week because I've been working like 12 hours a day. And my muscle looks basically the same, right? For 2-3 months. If I was natural, I would have lost a pretty significant amount of muscle mass, but I was able to just focus on a business and I made an extra like, about an extra 100 grand in 2 months. Like I made 300 grand in 2 months. Think about that. I made $300,000 in 2 months and I was able to just fucking focus on business and not really feel bad about my physique, you know, not really going to the gym because I was just working all day. Testosterone will give you that. If you ever get into a car accident, which is the second most common way to die as a guy our age, testosterone will safeguard you. You could still die, but you're more likely to live if you take testosterone. If you survive and you've got some fucked up injuries, testosterone is like Wolverine healing abilities. Some people are taking this new thing called peptides to try and heal faster. I've taken them as well, but I'm telling you, testosterone will heal you 10, 50 times faster, honestly. Testosterone, bro, I swear to God, this is something I don't really speak about. If you get like a injury, like a scratch or whatever, testosterone makes it heal. You know how Wolverine is like that superhero where he gets like cut and it just starts healing straight away? Testosterone's like that, obviously not as dramatic, but testosterone is the number one thing to heal injuries, scratches, cuts, those kinds of things. How, like, bro, what? That's cool as fuck. That's so cool. What the fuck? People will say like, oh, this is, whoa, you take testosterone, you get your masculinity from a bottle. Okay, yeah, I do, because that's fucking sick. Bro, I've gotten some injuries in the gym doing some stupid shit in the last few years, right? And I swear to God, you know how when you've been training in the gym for years, you get like recurring injuries, you know, oh fuck, I did my back, usually it's fucked up for like months or something, or you know, for a month or whatever. I swear I got the same injury again that I had when I was natural. I had it like 2 or 3 times, and both times I had to take weeks off the gym, probably about a month off the gym, and you know, my back was really hurting. I got the same injury again. It hurt exactly the same on the first day. I literally basically I tweaked my back. I don't know what it was, right? Like it's like when I'm doing a squat. And I literally dropped to the floor in the gym. I was in so much pain. My friend was there. I was thinking like, how the fuck am I going to get home? I've got my bike here. I can't even stand up properly. I got home and I swear to God, like I had a girl with me as well. And I swear to God, like she needed to do everything. I was like lying on the couch awkwardly. I needed a piss and I literally thought I'm going to have to piss in the fucking bottle. I couldn't even, like it was that bad. It was still the same, right? And I was taking tests. The next day, 90% it was gone. I swear to God. It would have taken me about 2 weeks minimum to heal that fast, like don't to heal that much. And I did it in one day because I was taking test. Bro, that's fucking, and also anxiety as well. Bro, you've probably always known, I've always had anxiety, right? I've always had like this physical violence kind of anxiety. Not so much social anxiety, maybe a little bit, but like more like I've always, because I have like PTSD and trauma. I've had a pretty chaotic lifestyle with parents and then a gang of racist guys and whatever, right? So I've had like quite a lot of reason to be kind of anxious for like physical attacks. And so for all of my life, especially as an adult, I'm constantly anxious, like walking around in public, like, you know, aware of guys and stuff. And, you know, it's just a low quality of life, right? And taking tests has been the single thing that's reduced that the most, more than years of meditation, more than even psychedelics, more than like therapy, because I've had therapy for a few months as well. And I swear to God, testosterone reduced that. Imagine, bro, imagine you heal faster, you have less anxiety, you make muscle faster, you're stronger. And then all of the other things with testosterone, like you're more competitive, dominance, bro. What the fuck? if there's one sort of miracle drug, you know, like the sort of limitless pill, there's this movie where this guy takes this pill that makes him like superhuman and he's able to work and become like a millionaire or some shit. If there's one thing like that, bro, I swear to God, it's like fucking testosterone. And the fact that it's so widely produced, it's so easy to produce by many, many companies in the world and everything, and it's like safe to take and everything. And I personally don't believe all the lies that like, oh, it's super dangerous. I don't feel it. It's been 2 years, bro. I don't feel any of the side effects that any of these people are talking about. 2 years. You know, if I was like 2 months into this, you could argue, oh, well, you haven't felt it. But 2 years, and I don't feel a single thing that any of these guys are talking about. Seriously. Because I just feel like it's just fucking fear-mongering. Seriously. So it's a fucking miracle. It really is. Obviously, it's similar to money in the sense that like when you don't have it, it's the thing you obsess over. And when you have it, you realize that like, oh yeah, well, life still goes on. You know, you still have other problems. You know, money only solves your money problems. Taking testosterone only solves your testosterone problems. You know, I still struggle with other things, of course, you know, like my fucking, you know, whatever. You get my point, right? So it's not just going to fix everything with your life. Your life will still continue. You'll still be relatively, you know, going through some shit, whatever. But fuck me, it's like it's been really good. And it may very well be the treatment that fixes your sort of lack of erections and not just erection, you know, physically just getting a boner, but also the sort of psychology of, you know, being like a horny guy and everything. It seems to have done wonders for a lot of people. So for me personally, bro, I have zero regrets. If I did, bro, I would have stopped taking it and I would have just told you like, oh yeah, I'm not taking it anymore. But honestly, like I'm still taking it now. Even with all this hate, I'm still taking it. So that should say something to you. So still do your own research, but I will completely go on fucking record and tell you, I think that all guys, including even teenagers, should educate themselves on taking TRT. Not that you should take it right away, but I think you should get education on it for sure. I think that's like something I will fight for. And I think anyone who tells you, no, don't get an education on it, don't research this, that's fucking weird. Like to say like, okay, don't start the treatment. Okay, fair enough. We can argue that you might want to wait till you're 18 or whatever. Okay, sure. You know, you could all argue shit like that. But to say to not learn about it, that's fucking weird. Some of these haters are fucking weird, right? Because I make videos which are educational and someone will say like, oh, stop letting people learn about this stuff. It's like, what the fuck? That's fucking really weird. If someone will try and dissuade you from learning about a topic, especially something to do with like medicine and something to do with like health, they're fucking creepy as fuck, right? I think no matter how old you are, even if you're fucking 14, 13, do some research on this, bro. No, I'm not saying that you have to take it, but do research, bro. You're well within your rights to always research whatever the fuck you're interested in, right? 100%. Bro, it's better than fucking being sat there fucking playing Roblox or some shit, bro. I think all men should be researching this. And when you research, 90% of the shit you see online, in my opinion, will just be like fear-mongering from guys who aren't even on it. And a lot of it, you'll be able to suss it out now that I've said it's like, it's just these entrepreneurs who are telling you like, no, don't take it. Buy my supplements instead, which is such a fucking scam. This is why like I've been talking about this so much more, because I really wish I got some good information on this in the last few years. It just felt so scary to think about everything and I didn't really know how it all worked and everything. So I just make these videos for my younger self because I think he needed them. If you want like more education, you want to ask me questions and stuff, obviously I can't like, I'm not a doctor, I can't recommend you certain shit, but I can always just tell you what I would do. And then I've made a few hours of like step-by-step sort of protocols that I'm on and my arguments for and against testosterone, who should be on it, what age you should, you know, I would start it on if I could go back in time, all that kind of stuff. The link is it's the top link in the description. It's like my paid program. It's like you get all my courses, community, whatever. If you're interested in test, honestly, if you join that community, if you're interested in taking TRT and you also want to fuck a lot of bitches, bro, the top link in the description, I swear to God, it will feel like a lad's group chat for you. Like, I swear to God, just join it for 1 month and you will literally feel like, holy shit, this is my place on the internet. I promise you right now, look, I won't say this lightly. I don't say this lightly because obviously this is attaching to my brand if I give you a promise like this. I promise you right now, if you're interested in taking TRT, not if you're, you know, certain, but if you're kind of interested and you also want to fuck a lot of bitches, I promise you right now, top link in the description, you join for just 1 month, you will continue, you won't want to leave. I promise you, it will feel like the lads group chat that you always wanted to be a part of, where we talk about shit like testosterone, getting girls, making money, being confident, whatever, bro. I promise you, I've made it into such a fucking good thing. Top link in the description. Just try it, please. Just try it. I know you've got to spend money for it, but I promise, if you just join for 1 month, I wouldn't say like put my brand on the line like this if I wasn't like being legit, right? But I promise, if you just join, I promise you'll think to yourself, holy shit, this is like my place on the internet. Like, I have cultivated it and made it so perfect for guys like us. I promise. Just join and don't do this fucking shit of like, oh well, I'll join in 3 months, whatever, I'll join soon. Just join today, and I swear to God, I promise you will literally think, holy shit, this is my place on the internet. I'm gonna stay here for the next year, 2 years, 5 years, whatever, because I've made it so good for guys like us. Just join today, just for now, just join once, and then you can just see, like, I promise you'll fucking like it. I swear to God, I've made it so good. It's the top link in the description. It's like our sort of community of guys who talk about this kind of shit, so you'll fucking really, you'll benefit from that. It's educational, it's funny as fuck, it's everything, bro. Let's go. Do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it. Mwah!